welcome to Trinity Dallas. We pray that this message will be a source of encouragement and hope in your life today. Enjoy today's message.
Well, good morning, Trinity Church. Good morning, everybody. So good to fellowship with everyone. Did you wish your mother a happy Mother's Day? Well, you need to. I asked Pastor Robert what he did for his lovely wife, Carla. He said, well, she's not my mama. I didn't do nothing. No, I'm just teasing. But he did say that. My name is Matthew Rowland, and My wife, Jane, and I are the campus pastors here. We serve under the lovely Pastor Nancy and Pastor Joe, and we have a very special, special treat for you here today. So this message is for you if you're a mom. If you're a stepmom, if you're a foster mom, if you're a future mom, if you're a spiritual mom, if you're a soccer mom, or like me, if you have a mom, this message is for each and every person in the auditorium today. Pastor Nancy has assembled some of our lady leaders that have different words of encouragement for all of us. It's going to be a great time here together. So thank you for coming. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day. And I want to introduce you to this wonderful panel that we have. So we're going to start here on the very end with Caitlin Steele. Give it up for Caitlin Steele, everyone. Wow. She is not just the wife of Cameron, our media director, who put all these lights and sounds and sirens and cameras. He's amazing, but she is even more amazing. Let me tell you why. She is a boy mom. She's got two boys, Jackson and Hudson, who are really mascots around here at Trinity Church. So if you see somebody running around without shoes and some little pebbles in their hand, ready to throw it out a window, that's probably Hudson and Jackson, right? So she's got a lot of experience of bringing the word of the Lord, bringing correction, bringing Jesus to many situations. But she's about to get more experience because this fall, she's going to be welcoming with Cameron, baby number three. So give it up for these guys. You did that, Cameron. You did that. To her right is Joy Lindsay. We love Joy Lindsay around here. She is our number one, yes. She is our number one intercessor. She is a spiritual mother to so many people, myself and Jane included, even though we're like, she could be my big sister, but you know, she's really encouraged us and prayed for all of us over the years. And you know, she was with us way back in our Sojourn Church days. In fact, some of you may not know this. Two things I'll tell you. Number one, every year when we have our annual board meeting, we renew her licensure because she is a licensed minister of Trinity Church. I call her Pastor Joy, but she doesn't like that. She said, I just want to stay in the background. I said, well, how did that work for Moses, right? So I like to call her Pastor Joy because that's the role she plays in my life and many of our lives. And also, I'll tell you another story. Before we purchased this facility, we tried to get it from the previous owners. They were unwilling to sell. They sold it to a real estate agent. So Pastor Joe and Nancy, they had a vision for this place, but they kind of said, well, man, maybe there's something else that God has for us. Joy Lindsay would come down here and anoint the cornerstone of the building weekly, if not daily, believing God that this was the place for our church to call home. It's because of her persistence in prayer, knocking, asking, believing God, that we ultimately did receive this facility. So we thank you in large part, Joy, for really carrying the vision from the Lord and praying and interceding. So she's on our panel today. Of course, the lovely Jane Rowland, my wonderful wife. You may see her as that lady with 10 kids, but she is Wonder Woman to me, and there's nothing that she can't do. That's nothing right. Well, there's one thing. There's one thing she can't do. You want me to tell you what that is? She can't stop loving her kids, loving me and her church family. That's the one thing that she can't stop doing. And of course, leading the charge, our very own co-founding senior pastor, Nancy Martin, is up here with the squad. She's a mom, she's a grandmom, she's a spiritual mom to our church family. We're very grateful for the voice that you have and you're gonna be sharing with us here today. So what we're going to do is just ask a couple questions of this panel. They came ready to bring you their nuggets and their words from the Lord. And you guys ready to get started?
Yeah.
Do I cross my leg? I don't know. I'm not sure what to do up here. I can't really follow y'all's lead. So.
You're good.
Okay. So the first question is this. First question is going to be for Joy Lindsay. And it is this. How do you find strength in the Lord, Joy Lindsay? How do you find
Ultimately,
strength?
I find strength in God's word. I really love God's word.
Yes.
And I love his presence. But I do have a favorite verse, or it's really my life verse. And it's Isaiah 40:31. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. That you can hang your hat on as a promise. I'm going to tell you something. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Florida, and I was by myself, so I had a lot of time to talk to the Lord and listen, but there wasn't a lot of people. So my family says, oh my gosh, who is she going to pounce on? I know she'll find so many people to talk to. Well, the day before, I had met a lady named Kim at the coffee shop. And so I went in on April the 5th, and Kim cleans tables and does dishes, and she's darling. And she just hung around my table. And I said, Kim, can you sit and visit? And she did. And she poured out her life and her struggles and her what was going on. And then I poured out my Jesus. And she brought a friend over. We prayed. I was just so full. And when she left, she turned around and said something to the effect, I just knew you were a mom. I knew you were a mom. But what Kim didn't know is that morning, I'd been in Deuteronomy 28, where it just talks about the blessings of the Lord. I thank the Lord for all the blessings and that he is the giver.
That's right.
And then I thanked him for all the things he had given me. But then I said, Lord, one more time, would you just forgive me for my grumbling and my complaining? Because I felt like you didn't give me the very things I really wanted, such as marriage or being a mom or having children. But yet, God, you have met a need greater than what I could even imagine think, whether it be with nieces or nephews or your all's children. I love babies. But he did that. He met it far greater. But I did say, Lord, I just want to know that I'm just right where you want me to be. Little did I know God would use Kim to minister life to me. So I'm going to tell you a secret, but it's not a secret, and it does not need to be a secret. But if you, I mean you and me, if you give all of you, I'm talking head to toe.
That's good.
All of you to all of him.
Yes.
He is there to return all to all of you.
That's good.
And you will find strength for your journey and joy in your journey.
That is so good. So good. I forgot to tell you, she was the church's first children's pastor, so you could see the way she's able to communicate and bring the word. So that was awesome. And I will say this too, she does love babies because she's come to my house 10 different times, brought her famous chicken spaghetti, and held my babies from the baby.
We have babies, so we can.
Yeah, yeah, just get her to come visit. Yeah, that's a great way. You want Joy to come visit? Just have another baby. So we are grateful for you, Joy. Caitlin Steele, same question. How do you find your strength in the Lord?
Yeah, so I don't know how to follow.
It's hard to act to follow, I know, but just take a deep breath.
Yeah, should I stand?
Stand on top of this pool.
Yeah, gotta wanna. No, I think really just I've learned over the past year what it looks like to give something to God. And it probably looks different for everybody, but for me, there have been things that I've gone through or that I've not wanted in my life or that I do want, really, really want in my life, that I've had to sit and talk to God about and just get really raw and vulnerable and tell him that I'm confused and I don't understand or cry or get a little angry. And I found that doing that lets down any of the walls that I've put up in my relationship with God because I'm not insecure and shameful about those things anymore, but I've given them to God. So Jesus says to come to him, all who are weary and heavy laden, for he'll give you rest. And later on in the passage, he says his yoke is easy and that his burden is light. Wow. So God wants to do the heavy lifting.
That's right.
Lifting. Because of Jesus' obedience to the Father, we're able to walk in that freedom of not having those weights on our shoulders. Actually, one time, Cameron and I, we took our oldest son, Hudson, to Target to pick out some snacks for a movie night at home. And I go into Target, I pick up a basket, and Hudson takes it away from me. And he's like, I'm gonna do this. I got this, Mom. So we're walking through Target and adding snacks to the basket. He's picking like M&Ms and all the stuff he shouldn't be eating, right? But we're adding things to the basket, and we get to the drinks, we add those, and he can't carry it anymore. It's gotten too heavy. So it's dragging on the floor, and he looks up at me and he's like, Mama, help me. So I reach down and I pick it up, and he picks up the other half with me. So we're walking with the basket together, and I'm doing all of the real work. He's not really helping, but he wants to be a part of that. And as we're walking out of the store, God just told me, he was like, this is what I want for all of my children. I want to carry the burdens. I want to do that for you. But we get the opportunity to partner with him in that.
So good.
And I think that's where my strength comes from. It's just
that's so partnering. Good, Kayla. Good. I have a follow-up question. I'd like to know, where was Cameron? Where's your man? He's supposed to be carrying that cart.
You know,
I mean, what's he doing?
The last service, I said that he was pushing the baby in the stroller, but now that I think about it,
wasn't even
there, I don't know. I don't know if that. No, I'm just kidding.
Scrolling the reels on his phone somewhere. No. At the cafe, eating a big pretzel with cheese on it. That's what you were doing. Okay. Well, you still have time to make up for that. It's not over yet. She's not through with you yet, Cameron. Okay, next question is for Pastor Nancy. How do you maintain joy through the different seasons? Spring, winter, summer, fall. Life's different all the time. So how do you maintain joy in the different seasons?
So when Pastor Joe and I started the church, there is a song that we used to sing out of Psalm 51, and it goes, create in me a clean heart, O Lord my God. Renew a right spirit within me. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Yeah. And I feel like the Lord has just walked with me so gently and kindly along the journey of pastoring the church, or even as a mother, even a grandmother now. It's just having the right spirit. And I believe if we pray that every day, we are going to run into situations that are really difficult. But I promise you, God can put the right spirit within us to handle them well, not burn bridges, so to speak. So when we started this church, a group of us got things started. It was going so well. Two couples called Pastor Joe and I and said, we'd love to come over tonight. And we didn't know what they were going to talk about, but I wrapped up two gifts to tell them thank you. Well, they came to say they were not only leaving, but they both gave Pastor Joe these scathing letters of his leadership in the church. And I'm telling you, I look back and I think that could have wiped me out. But God, I'm telling you, we just thank them for all they had done. And I feel like God established me in walking in forgiveness and acceptance. People, that is going to happen.
That's right.
Some people are just not going to like you. But if you say, renew in me the right spirit, God, create in me your heart, take not your Holy Spirit from me, I think that's how to answer the seasons of life. Because as a mother, even in a grandmother, there are just seasons where I messed up. I did the wrong thing, said the wrong thing. But I tell you, God not only helps us with forgiving ourselves, but he just renews a right spirit. There is an enemy that wants to take us out daily. Mm-hmm. But we have a big, big God that says, you just come to me, speak my word back to me, and I promise you I'll be with you to renew a right spirit within you. And I will not take my Holy Spirit from you as you walk through the seasons of life.
That's very good. Thank you, Pastor Nancy. Well said. Well said. Joy Lindsay, same question for you. How do you maintain joy through the different seasons?
My answer is probably the same. But I do get joy from his word. I get joy from worship. I get joy from walking with people that walk with Jesus. Sometimes I think it's even a choice that we make. I've heard Pastor Joe say, I think these are the words, those pants you got mad in, you can get glad in.
Oh, that's good.
And so
that's good.
You make the choice, because life is messy and it's not always fun and it's difficult. For me, I've had to make joy like my ministry. But you also practically have to put a stop sign on unmet expectations, on guilt,
that's good,
on fear, on worry, on doubt. You have to stop it there. Yeah. And I have another story about when I was at the beach a couple of weeks ago, where I stay on the second floor. You go out into this area. You go to a little room, an enclosed room, and I think it's like all metal. I said it was like a bomb shelter because it had one of those triangles on it, but I don't know if that's it. But it's a trash room, and so you shut the door, and there's a heavy, heavy door that you open. It has a little lever. You unlock it. It's a heavy, heavy door. You open it, and you put your trash in there, and it falls to wherever. But when you shut the door, on the outside of the door, it says, deposit your rubbish. Mm-hmm. I laughed so hard. So every day, I go and I take my real trash, and then I shut the door, and I deposit my rubbish. And I leave it with the Lord. And every day I've got rubbish. So I leave it with the Lord.
That's good.
When you leave your rubbish with the Lord, that is a tool for you to have joy in your journey.
Very good.
When you journey with Jesus, you can have joy in the journey.
That's fantastic. What a great answer. It's fun to get rid of your rubbish. Get rid of your trash, right? Last year, Jane and I got to take the kids to Orange Beach, Alabama. We stayed in one of those condos on the beach, and it's got 30-some stories. So all throughout the week, we're collecting seashells and starfish. And I actually planted a couple of those. I went to the, oh yeah. Anyways, so we collected all sorts of seashells and different things. And at the end of the week, we went to the 32nd floor. We went to that garbage bin that's by the stairwell. Open up the garbage bin and we dump just buckets and buckets of seashells down the chute because you can listen for 2 minutes. You all the way to the bottom. And as much fun as we had, that's the one thing that we remember most is all the garbage going in the bin and disappearing from our lives. So it's fun to get rid of garbage. Get rid of the rubbish. Thank you, Joy. Okay, sweetheart, you ready?
Yeah.
Giving you plenty of time to think now.
Thank you.
Just take a deep breath and answer this question. The question is this: what role does the Holy Spirit play in your life, and how do you let him guide you? What role does he play?
Such a great question, honey.
Thank you. Setting you up. It's a big softball. Just knock it out of the park.
Well, I am so thankful. Aren't you so thankful that when Jesus left this earth in his physical body, that he said, I am sending a helper.
Yes.
And that helper is the Holy Spirit. And when we invite Jesus into our lives, we not only invite him, we invite the Holy Spirit to be such a great part of our lives. And what I love is that no matter what season I'm in, it's like the Holy Spirit knows and he plays the role that I need in that season. 2 years ago, I lost my mom to COVID. It was horrible. It was just such an awful season. And I am so thankful that the Holy Spirit was my comforter. Mm-hmm. He was such a comfort during that season, and he surrounded me and just got our whole family through that season. And I don't know how we would have done it without him. And I feel like right now, though, the season that I'm in, I see him as my guide. And it says in Psalm 86:1, teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in the truth. And I feel like our hearts are so easily swayed to the different directions or different areas that they don't need to be in. But Jesus really wants us to lean in and walk in his truth. And like Matthew said, we have 10 children, and you think, okay, they're 18, we're done, this is great, this has been awesome, now we just like cut those strings. And no, that is not, that's not true. A mama's heart is always attached to those kids. I'm just telling you, there's nothing like it. And a daddy's heart.
Yeah, me too.
But right now, currently, for my daughters, I have one in Israel. I have one in Nepal.
We
have one in Israel. We have one that just climbed Mount Sinai in Egypt and got to see the sunrise there. Her boyfriend's actually here on the front row, Aaron. We're doing a little long distance relationship, but it's going great, right, Aaron?
We'll see.
Anyway, she just climbed Mount Sinai. And then we have another daughter. She is in Montana right now studying God's word. And I'll tell you what, my heart is stretched. My heart is stretched all over the world right now. And a couple weeks ago, I woke up in the middle of the night and I just panicked because I didn't have a passport. And I thought, if there's an emergency, I don't have a passport. I woke Matthew up. I said, I need a passport. And so he took me, I think, the next day, and we got a passport. But all that to say, our hearts are so easily can fall into being anxious or fearful or sad or just living in the past and wishing, you know, everything was the way it used to be. But that's not truth. And we need to trust in the Lord to guide our hearts. When we seek our hearts and feel those seasons or feelings of just not the truth of what God has for us, ask Him to teach us to walk in His way, to walk in His truth. So I just want to encourage you all to do that. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide your heart in truth. He wants you to walk in His way.
We also have Abby and Patrick are in. They just landed in Nepal. Yeah, because I know they're going to watch and wonder why you didn't mention them.
Oh no,
my heart is just there with them.
It is secret though. We're not supposed to tell where they are. Did I miss them? Who's right? Who's right here?
I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. You're right. I'm so sorry. Okay, next question. Next question for Pastor Nancy. Same question, which is, what is the role of the Holy Spirit in your life, and how does He guide you?
So when I look back as well, Luke 5 talks about a group of friends, and one of their friends was not well. He was not well. He was sick. So the friends took him to see Jesus, lowered him from a hole they cut in the roof, and that time with Jesus healed the friend. And I think when you ask me kind of how the Holy Spirit guides me, it's really been surrounded by people. God has used people a lot in my life. Through the time when I had the illness, people stood with me, and which really I could not have done it alone. But I just believe that that's not God's plan, that we live life alone and to trust Him. Oh, do you hear me, Stella? Yeah. Yeah, that's my granddaughter, our granddaughter. But I would just say, really, when you really do ask the Lord, you know, what does it look like for you to be my guide? I'd say trust Him, and trust Him with the voices that you have around you. And I have a lot of friends that tell me what I want to hear and also what I don't want to hear. And so I think just leaning into God, leaning, you know, into others. And I just believe that you can, you know, be healed that way and that's just good. Become a better believer that way. It's don't walk alone. Let God be your guide and help you with, through people, help you with the difficult things as well as the things to praise you about, you know, what you're doing well.
That's so good. Thank you, Pastor Nancy. Caitlin, next question. Okay, Katie, right? Caitlin, next question is, what do you do to grow and mature in your relationship with the Lord?
I think the biggest thing is, I go back to Proverbs 4:23, and that says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. And I just go back to that. I found out that we make 35,000 choices in a day, which is incredible. I mean, that's anything from TV shows you're watching, what you're listening to on the way to work, the video games you're playing, the friends you're making, how you're speaking to other people. Everything you do is a choice. And in an ideal world, all of those choices would be ones that glorified God, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't live in a world that is perfect. We're not in heaven yet. So unfortunately, you have to be really intentional about making a self-assessment where you're like, okay, what choices am I making that leave doors open, that allow the enemy to come into my life and my mind and my family, my household? Because like I said, everything you do is a choice that can either glorify God. Or John, in 1 John, John says, he gives this dichotomy of children of light and life, and then children of death and darkness. There's no middle ground It's one or the other. So if it's not glorifying God, it can lead to death. And I would highly encourage everybody to read all of 1 John, because the whole thing, it talks about these things. And you can pray that the Holy Spirit reveals to you the choices that you're making, or the things that you're allowing in your home and your life that are letting the enemy attack you. Because, I mean, I know for me, my main mission is just to know God and mm-hmm. a deep, intimate level.
That's right.
And so I would say that the most practical thing I think you can do is guarding your heart, reading his word, worshiping and praising him.
That's so good. So good, Kaylin. You know, these ladies, I don't know if you noticed or not, but they keep dropping scripture bombs and words from the Lord. They know the word, and that's a part of the secret sauce for all of them. They're in the word, they know the word, they read the word, they believe the word, and they obey the word. And so well done to you ladies. Next question for Jane is the same question. What are some of the practical things that you do to develop your relationship with the Lord, to grow in your faith and mature?
That's such a great question, honey.
You're welcome, Sarah. I thought you'd like that one.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that our relationship with the Lord has to be a priority. It
yes.
has to be number one. If you want to grow, you have to put Jesus first in your life. And I would say the next thing for me is that growth equals gratitude. And that's simply being grateful and thankful for all that God has done in our lives. It says in Psalm 89:1, I will tell of the faithfulness mm-hmm. of God from generation to generation. And I personally am never gonna stop telling of the testimony and goodness and faithfulness of God in my life. And I don't know if many of you know this, but in 2010, I went through a very, very difficult season, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all the Elise's. I was diagnosed with Graves' disease in 2010 by a doctor named Dr. Fears. So Dr. Fear tried to put me in the grave.
Couldn't do it.
It was a very, very difficult season for our family and so many friends. This church just surrounded and upheld us. And it was God's faithfulness really showed through. And I'm a testimony because in January of 2011, I was completely healed. And I'm just so thankful for the miracle that God did in my life. And I'll tell you what, though. If you've ever been in the pit, and I know just even looking around this room, I know a lot of your stories, and I know that so many of you have been in the pit, and I'll tell you what, when you get redeemed, when your life gets redeemed out of a pit, there is new life, there is new joy, there is restoration, and I came out of that pit full of life and joy and thankfulness, and that year, I decided I was going to live a life of gratitude. I started thankful journals. That year, in 2011, in 2022, I had 10,000 thankful things I was thankful for in my journals that I've written over all these years. And I'll tell you what, thankfulness and gratefulness is what has helped me grow in my relationship with Jesus. And I want to encourage you, whatever season of life you're in, whatever you're walking through, the Bible says, be joyful always. Pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, you are going to grow in your relationship with the Lord if you can do that.
That's so good. Thank you, sweetheart. What a great, great encouragement. So just a quick question. Of those 10,000 things, what percentage of them are just my name? Just
about 10%, maybe.
10%? That sounds like a little embellishment to me, but at least I made it a couple times, hopefully. You know, I just want to echo a little bit of what Jane shared, and Pastor Nancy also alluded to this as well. I mean, we're not so great that we could have gone through that difficult season on our own and come through unscathed. The part of the secret for us, as Jane mentions, we are part of a spiritual family. We have men and women of God to support us, encourage us. I can't tell you how many people came to the house, prayed for us, did practical things for us, and that really made a huge difference. Although we had to go through it, nobody can go through it but us. But because we had the support structure that we do, we made it through without the smell of smoke. It talks about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were in the fire, but they came out with the angel of the Lord covering them. Didn't even smell like smoke. And so we look back and are just so thankful for God's deliverance and for our spiritual family that helped us through. So, yeah. Okay. That's the end of our questions for these ladies, but we want to take the last few minutes and just ask our co-founding senior pastor, Nancy, the mother of the house, really a spiritual encourager to all of us. Will you just finish out with what the Lord's put in your heart for our church family?
Thank you. Well, I wanted to just let you guys in on sort of how I came up with the panel, and then there is a scripture on my heart. But we went to Israel a few months back, and Caitlin and Cameron came with us, and when her plane touched ground in Tel Aviv, she finished the Bible in 60 days.
Wow.
So I am watching her for 10 days in Israel, and I just kept telling her, Caitlin, the Spirit of the Lord is on you. I watched her interact. She shared at a lot of the sites, and we are a multi-generational church.
That's right.
My heart was so full. I didn't know if she'd say yes, but I said, please, on Mother's Day, it's my day usually that Pastor Joe will sort of let me, you know, get up here and do my thing. But I said, would you just say hello? Would you do something? And, you know, we were in Israel. She said, yes, I'd love to. And so thank you, because this is our future. This is our now. And with the young family and all that, I'm just so proud of you. And I have shared at both services today, but Caitlin and I had a meeting a few years back, and I did not handle myself with her at all. I just was so ashamed and overwhelmed at how I handled myself. So Pastor Joe and I met, she and Cameron, right here in this room, and I was so broken and rattled. I wasn't sure how well I'd recover from that. And we sat right there in those chairs, and she and Cameron go, we forgive you. We forgive you, Nancy. And so my encouragement as well is, it's just not the older folks speaking down to the younger ones. There are going to be plenty of times where younger speak up
That's
to the
good.
Parents, to,
That's right.
to lots of situations. Let's keep life going. Let's keep that right spirit going, that right heart. And you know what? It impacted me so much. I think that scripture upon you, Caitlin, like, take not the Holy Spirit from me. I mean, she could have said, you've got to be kidding me. You know, I could have really damaged her as well. So I thank you for saying yes. Isn't she amazing?
Yes. Yeah.
She's amazing. And then Joy Lindsay, I really am not sure she came with us even from Sojourn Church. I'm not sure, you know, most of us that know her, where we would be. She has stood with us through a lot of things, a lot of good, a lot of difficult things. So today I just wanted to honor all of us, to honor you, Joy, Pastor Joy, for every prayer. When the church first started, 6 a.m. prayer was in her apartment forever. And even somebody walked in with dog poop all over the carpet one Sunday. And she's like, it's all right. I can get it later. But that's how you'll find Pastor Joy. And she will pray for everything and everyone, and we just honor you today, Joy.
Too.
Really, thank you. And I just can't imagine a Mother's Day service not having Jane Rowland. You know, she's a grandmother, I'm sure, soon. I mean, a mother. Oh, I was going to say soon to be a grandmother someday soon. But, you know, just the way she does live her life in this gratitude journal. And, you know, she checks on me a lot. She checks on me a whole lot. And there were times I felt bad, so I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't even know how many years older that I am than you. But, again, don't sell yourself short. For whatever age you are at, you could have the very heart and spirit and words to bring life and hope and healing and help. So if we stand our feet, this is what's the scripture that's on my heart. First service, you're going to love it. The sunflower, I held up, the sunflower fell on the ground. I was like, oh, well. So when you Google sunflower, it says a reflection of the sun, S-U-N. But today we're giving one of these to every gal, young and old. But our blessing upon you is you're a reflection of the S-O-N. And so look back here. This has been on my heart really probably since we were in Israel. But here we go. The Spirit of the Lord, y'all want to say it with me, that's okay.
The Spirit of the Lord is on me
because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Out of Luke 4:18. Here's, you know, Pastor Joe and I have been in ministry a long, long time, like 38 years. I mean, I never really saw it coming, and I was Catholic growing up, and he's like, what do you think about, well, oil business was collapsing, what do you think about this, you know? And I was like, sure, honey, you know, whatever. I have loved it, but I'm always thinking of all of us in this together. It's not mm-hmm. just the pastoral staff. It's not just staff at church. I want all of us every day to wake up and just be confident.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me, is in me. And then he charges us to go each and every day to the oppressed, to the brokenhearted, where people need to heal, where they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to a hairdresser years ago when we first got started, and we'd get in the best conversations, and I'd tell the guy, well, let me bring my husband back, and he can witness to you and pray for you, and he knows where the scriptures are in the Bible. And I realized, my gosh, Nancy, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. You share your heart. You share what God means to you. And if you can remember where it is in the Bible, but if not, you can at least, you know, bring something that you know was God's word. I've
so
obviously
good.
Gotten a little deeper in all of that. But so I just want us to raise our hands. I want each and every one of us to accept this from God our Father today.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of the Lord is on each mm-hmm. one of us, is in us
yes.
to bring the good news to the poor in spirit, to the poor physically, emotionally. God, you can use us in such a mighty way. We are going to walk in here and be able to tell of miracles with our family,
yes.
friends, and co-workers. So together, y'all, let's say yes,
yes.
and amen. Thank
amen.
You guys so
yes.
much for
so
today.
Good.
Happy, happy Mother's Day, and thank you, panel.
Yeah, and I think, ladies, we actually have we have a flower for you on your way out. Make sure you grab it. You know, normally I say if it's free, it's for me and give me three, but not for you fellas, just for the ladies. So make sure you grab that on your way out. Also, just want to remind everybody, next Saturday, lunch on the green, 11 to 1. We want you to come join us. It's going to be a great time. And hey, give it up for these wonderful ladies. Didn't they do a great job? Aren't you glad you came to church today? Even if you aren't, your mama's glad you came. Make sure you give her a call. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll see you next Sunday, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in today. If you'd like to dive deeper into today's message, go to trinitydallas.com/sermons to receive your copy of the notes. If today's message encouraged you, do someone else a favor and share it with them. Also, be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. A special shout out to all those who partner with us through their giving. Your contributions have enabled us to touch the lives of people in our community, as well as around the globe. Visit us at trinitydallas.com/give to partner with what God is doing through Trinity Dallas.